Blog Talk Radio.
It's late morning, it's brunch time. Hope you enjoying the day.
my friends across the pond, it's evening, late night, almost early morning in some places. Oh, man. I guess you all seen it and heard the news. The Prime Minister of Malaysia confirmed with us, live press conference. I had seen on Twitter where the Prime Minister would be making a statement at 9 Central Standard Time, CNN. I was tuned to a Wendy Williams show. I just finished up eating breakfast grub, sipping coffee. Did not want to get out of bed this morning. It's been ages since I slept in my bed, so I slept in the bed. The other half is covered with Avon and Morty Girl products. You guys know I'm an Avon lady. And my website will be back up within the next week, real soon. So I did not want to get up. So we're having this late brunch time show right now. But it's been a marvelous Monday. Kind of nippy this morning. Well, Saturday was pretty warm here in Jackson, Mississippi. It rained early Sunday, and the temperature dropped. So it's kind of nippy, but it's still nice sunny day, but it's a nippy Monday morning. But it's a motivating Monday, and we're talking about properly juices and smoothies because some of you, you know, I've been thinking of a morning show name because I'm a person that loves things. So I always loved things since I was a little kid, things of everything, you know, if it's color things or his favorite Purple Rain things, Prince things, any kind of name things of anything. I'm just a theme type of person. Many of you know that those, you know, many of you are. Many of the people that I network with, like, themes are just motivating words and thoughts. I'm coming up with ideas. I had mentioned on Friday, I think, coffee moments. I Googled and I found some blogs and called coffee moments, but mine, of course, is called with a Z, but then I'm thinking coffee and tea. And I have a name on a description, Coffee and Tea Time Media Report, you know, because coffee and tea time can be any time also, not just in the morning time, but especially in the morning time to, you know, get us kick-started. I definitely need an early cup of Java or green tea or whatever, but today's show, and over the weekend, I have been sharing many articles and recipes and websites regarding favorite juices and smoothies for the springtime. And I run across some awesome recipes and awesome ideas to create smoothies and juices, and some in green juices, and some really are for the springtime, and it, to help to just heal, and to help prevent colds and flus, and to heal the body. And you know, some of us don't have time for that. like my sister and some other people that I know don't have time for that, and so some people prefer to, you know, buy their juices and smoothies prepackaged and all of that. So I just figured it would be a good topic to talk about some of the popular smoothies and juices, especially for this time of year, this transitional year, into going into springtime. And, of course, I must update you guys regarding what's going on with the mayoral election. Special election is going on here in Jackson, where there are 13 mayoral candidates vying for that position to get their top job here in Jacktown and Jackson, Mississippi, of mayor. We lost our beloved mayor, Chokwe Lumumba, recently, and his son happens to be one that is running and campaigning. I've signed up to volunteer for him, but at the same time, I'm promoting any information that I receive regarding the candidates. And I received a mail the other day, so, and from Councilman Tony Yarbrough for mayor. Very nice. I had opportunity of meeting him and having quite a few conversations with him during his campaign to run for city council person of Ward 6, and he's also a married family man and also a minister. I lead his own church and congregation here in Jackson. So I'm going to read his mailer out to you and share information that's provided for me on this mailer. We and our longtime Facebook friends also. But I must say, Councilman Tony Yarber, for mayor, prepared to lead Jackson, is what his mailer reads. And it reads also that as a city councilman, pastor, and an advocate for education, Tony Yarber is prepared to lead Jackson. Councilman Yarber has a three-point plan to unify Jackson and make our capital city the best place for work, rest, recreation, and raising children. He is married to Rosalind Neal Yarber for 12 years. I think she and I are connecting on LinkedIn. Beautiful family, beautiful. Proud parents of three children, Carmen, Cameron, and Tony Michelle. My brother lives in the ward that he represents. Graduate, the one with the missing son that we found alive in California, and he's alive, well, and working. So the happy ending to our story. But tomorrow also the top will be missing in the USA and, you know, in the world also, but missing in the USA. It's a people are millions of people. It's amazing how often people are missing, are reported missing if they're just, you know, they might be a happy story like my family, my nephew found alive and well, or they might, you know, whatever reason a person's missing, you know, to me, you don't want to end up on that list. Just send my nephew's name on that list, Missouri Highway Patrol and Ferguson, Missouri missing persons list was just terrible. I've had friends to be missing and loved ones of friends, and it's not a good feeling. And then when you don't even know the people, it hurts, right? Whenever I hear about someone's been missing, it just gets me, and it really got me seeing my nephew. But thankfully, and thank God, thank you all for your prayers and support that my nephew was found alive and working in California, far from Missouri, right? Right. But thank you, guys. Maurice Bruce is his name, my eldest nephew. Okay, to continue on, Tony Yarber for mayor. He's a graduate of the University of Southern Mississippi, which is USM in Hattiesburg, and Jackson State, which is right here in Jacktown. I attended Jackson State from 89 to 91, studied business management, grad of Hines Community College. I didn't get my degree at Jackson State. But back to him, not me. Founding member of Alignment Jackson, he's been city councilman of Ward 6 since 2009, city council vice president in 2012, city council president 2013, budget committee chairman 2013 to present, and education, youth, ad, hoc committee chairman. Oh my goodness, I suppose I know what the word is incomplete, it's abbreviated. Right now, 2013. Tony Yarber's three-point plan is number one, progressive infrastructure improvement. Infrastructure is very important. That's pretty much, that's real important. Number two, aggressive push to reducing crime. Innovative platform for support, to support economic stability. And you can contact him on Facebook at Yarber for Mayor. And on Instagram, Yarber for Mayor, and on Twitter, at Yarber for Mayor. And his website is yarberformayor.com, YarberForMayor.com. Maybe I get some of these candidates on the show also that just call in one day. But then also I received a mailer. This is just a campaign, a political mailer. Let's see what it's about. I think it is, this is from the Mississippi Conservatives PAC. And you all know I'm a long-time traditional conservative Republican. This is a mailer. And I happened to like Chris McDaniels, but I'm a longtime supporter of that Cochran, who he is running against also, and I am, looks like that Cochran. I held my vote again. He's had my vote since I was in my teens, age 18, and so he has my vote now, but at the same time, I think it's important for us to hear out Chris McDaniel. A lot of people support him also. He does have an awesome platform. I'm Facebook friends with him, and I love and always reshare things that he say and share. He's a family man also. And this is something that the Mississippi Conservative PAC have sent me, and I'm sharing it during my community service. McDaniel, the PAC says that what McDaniel says, McDaniel has repeatedly claimed he supports tort reform. Those were good reforms. I support the tort reform. What McDaniel does, in 2012, McDaniel argued in court to a judge that the same tort reform laws he claims to support were unconstitutional. The result, he and his team of trial lawyers were able to convince a jury to award $25 million over the limit allowed by Mississippi law. And then, why does McDaniel want to take us back to jackpot justice? It goes on to say that from an article in the Sun-Herald in Biloxi Gulfport in the Mississippi Gulf Coast, published on April 7, 2004, that doctors, insurance companies, and other businesses claim that Mississippi's nationwide reputation for jackpot justice drives away doctors and industries and drives up the cost of limits access to medical malpractice and other insurance. In 2001, a study by Mississippians for Economic Reform showed that our state lost nearly 8,000 jobs in 2001 due to frivolous lawsuits. Doctors were forced to leave the state and health care costs were on the rise, more money for him. At the bottom, it says that Mississippians deserve a senator we can trust. And again, it says that this mailer was paid for by Mississippi Conservatives PAC, not authorized by any candidate or committee. So they're pretty much saying, you know, it's left up to the people, but they just wanted to share that there are two sides to every story. The state senator, Chris McDaniel, and then there's the personal injury trial lawyer, Chris McDaniel. So at the on the front of the mailer, which was addressed to me, it says hypocrisy. H-I is like a dictionary example of hypocrisy, and it says that the profession of beliefs or virtues one does not possess, the behavior that does not agree with what someone claims to believe or feel. And it says that Chris McDaniel can't hide from the facts. He said publicly he supports tort reform, but he argued before a judge those same reforms are unconstitutional. And, of course, he's an attorney, and we have many attorneys running for mayor also, but he is running up against a longtime state senator, Thad Cochran. So this should be a very interesting race, and the national media is definitely watching this because this is a Washington job. Also, and whenever I'm watching some of my favorite shows on MSNBC or CNN or Fox, this election between longtime veteran Thad Cochran and newcomer Chris McDaniel is definitely and Morning Mike. I've heard it mentioned on Morning Mike and Joe Nosef, who is chairman of Mississippi GOP, the Republican Mississippi Republican Party. He's a guest regularly on Morning Joe. And I'm assuming he'll probably be a guest soon. But again, this is a race that those of you that are political enthusiasts like I are probably, you know, keeping an eye on, because this, Thad Cochran's been in office since the 80s, and here's newcomer Chris McDaniel, and he's heavily supported by Tea Party also, and I get along pretty good with my fellow Republicans who are Tea Partiers. Looking forward to many being guests on this show. But you know what? I'd love to recommend this organization called No Labels. Don't mean to skip. I'm not skipping, but I always bring it up to those of you that may be unfamiliar with No Labels. And No Labels is awesome because it unifies all of us, Republicans, Dems, Independents, and those that really don't care, just want America to government to get, you know, do what they do, you know, put America back to work and, you know, cut the cost on a lot of ridiculous stuff where financing could be going to things that are really needed and important to all Americans and those who love America and want to become legitimate American citizens. You know, that's what it's all about. No labels. Visit the website and follow them on Twitter and like the Facebook page. So it really keeps all of us in the know. You know, we love America regardless of our parties, and it's important for us to unify and stick together regarding what is important for America. But those happen to be mailers that I received in the mail. But I'm going to do my best to provide you with more information. Also, Chokwe is all over the place. He's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow him at Chokwe Lumumba at Chokwe Lumumba. He is the son of our late mayor. We have our former mayor running, Harvey Johnson, Jr. We have state senator, who's a friend of mine, John Horn, who is running. He is a state senator here, represents us every day down there at the state capitol. He is running also, and I know for a fact crime is important, is on the forefront of his agenda. So when I get a lot of these platforms in front of me and information, and I will send my invites for the mayoral candidates to be a guest on the show, and to be honest, I just shut my mouth up and hey, you talk. I know you guys, you know, hey, you talk and just let us know what's up, what's going on, those of us here in Jackson, those of you that, yeah, would like to bring business here to Jackson, your events to Jackson, your conferences to Jackson. You know, want to make sure that, hey, that there's a mayor intact, there's an administration intact, the infrastructure is intact, so you can do business and it be a win-win situation, right? Win-win situation. So, again, I thank you guys for tuning in. And I've been trying to play this song for about a week, and I'm going to play it right now. And that's from one of my favorite groups, Dread Day's lead singer, Tejashi. And oh my God, I have been having a blast this morning too, listening to On Air with Ryan. Today was Ryan's Roses Day, and it seems like we caught a cheater today. That Ryan Seacrest, I love his morning show. If you guys never listened to it, you should definitely get the iHeart Radio app. And I listen to radio shows across the country, across the world. You know, it's just amazing. But listen to, if you never heard, or if you do listen to On Air with Ryan, you never listen to Ryan Roses, you're missing a lot. That's one of my guilty pleasures. But it was a good one today. But Ryan's show, it's amazing. Out of all of Ryan's success and his show's success, he stays so humble. He stays so down to earth. It's just amazing. It seems like Ryan does not have, like, the big head. Like, oh, yeah, I'm Ryan Seacrest, and I'm like this media mogul. You know, he does amazing things. He has amazing charity, Ryan's Foundation. You know, you can follow on Twitter, Ryan Seacrest Foundation. And Ryan Foundation is on Twitter. It's what you can follow. But celebrities are always stopping by at the different locations. I remember when he opened that first location in Atlanta like years back, and now he has like many locations across the country. And it's just amazing. His parents and his sister run it, and it's just amazing. But what I said that to say this, what I was about to say is that the way he runs the show, he and his crew, official Ellen Kay, who is off this week, Cincinnati, who usually works the noon shift, is working in her place. And it's just amazing how down to earth, how people can really call and plead Ryan to bring things and subjects to people's attention. Today this woman called in asking for help in finding a brand of cookies that her late sister used to share with her daughter because they would like to get those cookies. And she didn't know where her sister used to buy these cookies. And I bet you anything, listeners and Ryan, they're going to find those cookies. You know, it's just amazing how was that show. It's just amazing, the interaction. And he has that love for his business and his craft, and I thank him for being a virtual media mentor to me and many others also. And those that really should study the way he handles his business, because he is just amazing, and the people he works with also. And that's one reason why he created the Ryan Studios, the Ryan Seacrest Foundation, because sick kids in hospitals around the country can interact and really learn a lot about the media, and then college students, interns and all, can learn a lot too, and it's just a win-win situation whenever one of those Ryan Studios come up. Man, I mean, I could just visualize one of those being here in Mississippi, here in Jackson, at Baptist or at our hospital at UMC. It's just amazing. But again, I just want to mention Ryan's Roses because it was a good one today. So they're always good, and then and others are too. But Day for the Stars is tonight, and I need to get ahead and talk about popular juices and other hot topics. It's been like couples news that you heard reports that Ashton Kutcher and Melina Kunis, that's her name, right? Are expecting. So when I was watching Wendy Williams, I didn't know they were expecting until I seen a tweet from Wendy Williams this morning. Man, you know, she said they Dave Franco also. I happen to be old live friends with Dave Franco. You know, I love the Francos, James Franco and their mom and their grandma and all of that. And, you know, she was in a long-time relationship with Dave Franco before for one while. So I was, when she and Ashton got together, I actually was wondering how that was going to work out. You know, but I see she and Ashton really worked out, and they're getting ready to get married and expecting a baby now. And I guess Demi's doing her thing. Wendy, of course, had mentioned Demi. I love Demi Moore, and I love Ashton Kutcher too. So I wish everybody fun and all of that. But here's Najashi, lead singer from Dread Days, and we're going to talk about popular juices and smoothies. And looking forward to you in the near future calling in and chatting. Like the good old days. since I'm back, pretty much back consistently on air. Again, thank you for your love and support. March 21st, 2011 was when the first show broadcast, and here we are, 2014, enjoying and having fun. I postponed my New Orleans again, so I'll be going to New Orleans next month, and it looked like I'll be there for the week that the Pelicans play the Rockets. And anybody who knows me knows how much I love the Hoodat Nation, but I love me some. I love Texas teams. You guys know Mavericks, the Rockets, the Spurs, but I love me some Dwight Howard, and I'm gonna love watching the Pelicans and the Houston Rockets play. But the Heat on Saturday, huh? Wow, the Pelicans, those Hornets weren't bad, and the Pelicans, they're definitely on point. I love my Heat, but you know that's what proves that the Heat, there's a good, you know, this morning Mike and Mike, they said the Heat is still the team to beat, and then the Heat probably will get a three-peat, but hey, there are teams out there like the Pelicans, the Clippers, because Clippers who they're playing on Wednesday. Because I was invited to a business networking event before the Clippers game this Wednesday. So that's who the Pelicans are playing on Wednesday. So that should be a good game because Chris Paul, former player with the Hornets, and the Clippers, they have come a long way, too. They are definitely a high team. The Pelicans are doing their thing. They're showing people, hey, we can do this. And so the Heat, I heard some of the responses from the players, some of my favorite players, LeBron and Chris Bosh and D-Wade, of course, was in suit during that game. But, hey, that's something. That's something. We're up for an awesome semifinals and finals, and who's going all the way? I cannot wait to see that. You? I know. But the live stream is about to end. And so we're going to play this Feeling Fine song by Najashi, lead singer of Dread Days. And then we're going to talk about popular juices and smoothies. Okay? Thank you so much, and God bless.
Not easy at all. Dread Days. Worldwide. Oh, we bring it. Like this one, this one. feel nice when you just awake. You better thank God for your goodness sake, cause him make we rise, him make we fall. Man them a dead, the baby them a cry round the world, all round the world. Say life is like what a little pearl, say one by itself it shines so bright. You put them all together, man, it's alright. That's why you better live, that's why you better give. You better stay strong and stay positive. You better be alert and put your work in, because time a go come, boy. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. The sun is always shining and we're reclining. We start from nothing but now we're climbing. Onward, forward, we burn the herb. Third world unheard, a one world. We riding, say riding through the storm. Who have said we God may have delivered me, my life so proper. And sometimes it hard, and man for your card. And me and you fight, boy, who gets scared? Why? In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. Struggle so. It's alright, got the dread upon the go on me. We moving and yes we grooving, we cruising and yes we soldin'. The young mind man stop polluting. The little kids love the section they shooting. Everybody come and make we get. Say ready, say good vibes, say me post in your head. Say all the money and all of the jewel man. Now if you walk when you lay down to bed man. You lay down to bed, man. Wah, you better rise up, stand, man. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine.
Love it. Feeling fine, Najashi. My ultimate guide smoothie book just has like vanished on me. I mean, like totally vanished on me. Because I've mentioned on Friday that I've had this book, and I am going to concoct. I found some fave recipes in that book, and I'm definitely going to I've had that the smoothie book, this ultimate smoothie book, for ages, and I'm like, I need to be juicing and blending and all that. You know, get to go to Whole Foods and Rainbow Co-op here in Jackson, the local organic grocery store and restaurant here, and get what's needed. And be amazed, Walmart have amazing departments also to sell many items that we need when making certain juices and a smoothie also. But my book has, like, vanished on me. And I'm one of those people that like to be organized and have stuff, like, right there in front of me. So I'm like, okay. But first of all, and I'm pretty much changing, I'm pretty much changing a little bit of the format, because we're going to continue talking about juices, green juices and juices, period, health juices and smoothies and other health beverages within the next weeks, not just Monday, but next Monday, also a week after. Because sometimes when we're counting calories or paying attention to what we're eating and watching our portion controls and just our eating plan, our menu, our diets, sometimes we do not calculate and look at what we're drinking and how much we're drinking. Of course, we need to have enough, plenty H2O in our diet from morning and throughout the day, and even keep water next to our beds so we can sip on water. It's very important to have HTO in our bodies. It's good for our internal organs and also externally. It's obvious sometimes when you see a person's skin, it is a telltale sign if they drink a lot of water or not. To be honest, good skin starts with drinking a lot of water also, and healthy juices, non-sugary juices. So we're going to talk about drinking water and drinking not only green juices and juices and smoothies in the coming weeks, starting the day, but, you know, what's healthy. Sometimes we only drink Kool-Aid. Sometimes we only drink sodas. Sometimes we only drink